Let's look at a very basic economic question. Which is more costly for an economy? Corruption with a pure cash transfer, or corruption when real resources are consumed trying to influence or lobby a policymaker? The point here will be that there's often a better and deeper understanding than what a very simple economic theory might suggest. Let's look at this in more detail. Imagine a king or a bureaucrat who says that he will give a grant of monopolistic privilege to whichever merchant builds the largest, biggest, and best bonfire. In that case, the problem is obvious. Merchants will race out to build bonfires, and in building the bonfires, they will burn a lot of wood, buy a lot of matches, it will take some of their time, and in a variety of ways, the economy will consume those real resources. But those real resources which are consumed won't help consumers at all. They'll simply be destroyed in the process of making the bonfire. Of course, the bonfire here is only an illustrative example. You can think of it as a stand-in for a lot of things people do to try to influence real-world governments, whether that's holding a march in the capital city, getting together a group of businessmen to lobby a legislature, or holding a large dinner to impress governmental officials. Let's imagine another scenario. In this case, the same king announces to merchants, "I will give a grant of monopolistic privilege to whoever pays me the biggest bribe." In this case, of course, the merchants will race to pay the bribe, but unlike with building the bonfire, they don't have to burn a lot of wood. Maybe all they need is a simple paper envelope for paying the bribe. Under a very simple understanding of the problem, it might seem that paying the bribes is going to be socially cheaper than having merchants build the bonfires. This is sometimes called the theory of efficient rent-seeking. However, the actual reality isn't nearly so simple. In a lot of cases, paying the bribes will end up being worse for society than having to build the bonfires. There are at least two reasons why paying the cash might be worse for the economy than building the bonfires. The first is that kings and bureaucrats and other governmental officials, they really, really like cash, but they don't so much like bonfires. So when the rent-seeking or corruption payment is in the form of cash, this means those government officials will create more barriers to business in the first place. They'll create those barriers because they want to be bribed or paid to remove them. So even though it appears the bribe in the form of cash doesn't consume a lot of real resources, it means in the longer run the economy will be more inefficient and will have more barriers to trade. The second problem is the more cash that's being paid to public officials, the more dependent they become upon that cash, the more one creates a culture of corruption, the more it becomes the case that everyone is on the take and everyone is afraid to turn in anyone else, and corruption spreads through the entire fabric of government in that society. The bonfire, though it wastes resources up front, may actually make it harder for corruption to spread in government, again, because it's a lot easier to distribute cash than it is to distribute benefits from a bonfire. The lesson, quite simply, is this. The cash payment may look more efficient in the short run, and indeed in the short run it may be more efficient, but in the longer run it's likely to create higher costs of corruption.